Some good matches, tough competition yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a good day yesterday. We got five duels in, and going into the tournament, I didn't really know how many duels we were going to win as a team. I was more focused on the individual matchups that we were going to have, but right out of the gates, we had Amherst in the first round. And, Amherst is usually a pretty good team, and it came right down to the last match. We had a chance to win it at the last match, and, unfortunately we didn't. But, I felt pretty good about how the guys were wrestling right out of the gates, against, a team like that. And so, that kind of got me excited, for what could have been for the rest of the day. And then in our second duel, we wrestled Ray, and we knew that Ray was a pretty solid team from top to bottom. They had all their weights filled, and we had seen them a couple times the last 2 weeks, and so we knew what was in store there. And they beat us pretty well. We didn't match up very well against them, but then in the third duel against Alliance, that was going to be another tough one for us because they beat us pretty convincingly at the beginning of January at the North Platte duels. But we actually came out and we reversed that, and we got a win against Alliance. And, the team was feeling pretty good about themselves at that point. After that, we had two more duels against Yuma, Colorado. They only had five guys show up to wrestle yesterday. They have injuries and sickness going through. And so, we obviously won that duel. And then our last duel of the evening was against Ogallala. And we had beaten them before Christmas in a duel. But, I didn't know how that one was going to turn out. I knew it was going to be pretty close. And it did come down to the last match. And we actually bumped Tice Hammerlin from 120 up to 126 to give us a better chance of winning the duel. And, Tice is just a freshman, but he asked for that match. And he went out there and took care of business and got the pin. And it was a great way to end the day. We ended up with three dual wins and, two losses. But, if you would have told me before the tournament that that was going to be our record, I would have been pretty happy with that.
North Platte ended up winning the dual tournament, is that right?
Yeah. Them and Ray wrestled for the championship once again, and North Platte came out on the winning side, yep.
And I'm talking to Coach Hall the other day. They were hoping to do well because that would help them get into the state dual tournaments, and hopefully maybe it did.
Yeah. I think those come out on Monday, the official brackets and everything. But, I'm pretty sure that, Coach Hall and North Platte, they will probably get into the dual tournament.
You had some great performances from some of your guys, didn't you?
Yeah, we did have some good individual performances. We got some revenge on some previous losses throughout the season. A couple of them that come to my mind, probably the biggest one was at 144 pounds against Ray, Colorado. Tristan Campbell got a very convincing win against his opponent, and they had wrestled several times between last year and this year, and Tristan had always come up a little bit short against that kid. And last night he put it all together and wrestled a really good match and won very convincingly. And so that was good to see. Obviously Tristan continues to improve if he's, right now beating those kind of wrestlers. And so that was really exciting to see. Gabe Roberts at 190 pounds right out of the gates wrestled a kid from Amherst who he wrestled in the championship finals at Valentine and lost a close match against him at Valentine and went out there yesterday and just really outworked his opponent, physically just broke him. The kid was dead tired at the end of the match, and Gabe, he really strives on his conditioning. Gabe is always the one wrestler after practice putting in the extra conditioning, and he really used it to his advantage yesterday. And, that third period, the other guy was just shot, and Gabe just kept on coming and kept scoring points, and that was great to see for Gabe, just going out there and taking care of business. Two of our wrestlers, Tristan at 144 pounds and Quentin Terry, they both went undefeated. And then Spencer Steinbeck went 4-1. Gabe Roberts went 4-1. And I think that's it. We had three guys, I think, go 4-1, and two of them went undefeated. And so, that was good to see out of those guys.
And then, of course, the rest of the bunch, you had some kids pick up some wins, and still getting that, for some of the younger guys, still getting that experience, aren't they?
Yeah. I give credit to a lot of our younger guys, our inexperienced guys. It's not easy what they're doing, going out there and, fighting for the team at the varsity level. But they don't complain about it, and they go out there and, they give it everything that they have in every match. And yesterday, some of those guys did pick up some wins, and some of them, even got some pins. And, even some of them, they might have lost their match. They didn't get pinned, or they didn't give up bonus points, and that was the deciding factor on whether we won the duel or not. One that comes to my mind is Ethan Boner at 113 pounds. I think the duel came down to him. He was the last match against Alliance, and as long as he didn't get pinned, we won the duel. And he went out there, and he didn't win the match, but he fought like heck to make sure that he didn't get pinned. And, even though he lost, it was if there's such a thing as a moral victory, that was it, and he felt pretty good, knowing that, he came through for the team and did what he had to do to get the team win. Of course, he would rather get the individual win as well, but, in a dual setting, there's more to it than just your individual, wins and losses. Every point counts. And one thing that I really do like about our team this year is how much they support each other. During our duels and even at tournaments, they follow each other around, and they're right there on Matt's side. And, I think that gives a lot of our kids an extra oomph, an extra shot of adrenaline during their matches when they look over to their side and their teammates are screaming and yelling and encouraging them in their matches. And that's just great to see with the team camaraderie. Now, during the week at practice, they're very competitive with each other. And they're always busting each other's chops in the practice room. And, if you took a loss the weekend before, you're going to hear about it from your teammates while they're stretching. But when it comes to the actual meets and duels, it's really neat to see them come together. And they really do feed off each other. They support each other. They lift each other up. And, that's great to see, especially since we do have such a young team. They're really gelling together.
And, of course, the Grand Event Center is the perfect place to have it. You get four mats out there and get a lot of matches going, can't you?
Oh, yeah. Fans, coaches, other wrestlers, they love coming to our dual tournament. Other teams have heard about our dual tournament and just the venue itself. It's great for the spectators, to be able to see all four mats going at one time, and there's all the seating that's in that gym. I've never heard anybody complain about our tournament. We run it very smooth, and this year it was good. It was kind of our trial run of getting everything set up and everything, because in two more weeks, we'll be over there again setting up for the real deal districts.
Hard to believe, 2 weeks away. That's pretty amazing. Before now, Thursday had duel. He went down to Colby, faced the Colby Eagles down there.
Yep. We did wrestle a Colby the night before. A warm-up, but more than a warm-up for our dual tournament. But it was good to get another duel in. Colby's got an excellent team. I think they're ranked in the top 10 down in Kansas in Class 4A. I think they're maybe number 6 or something like that. And, they have a very good team, especially in the lower weights. We didn't match up very well against Colby. Where our better wrestlers were, they had some open spots, and so some of our better wrestlers didn't get matches on Thursday night, but they did get 6 points for the team to make the team score a little bit more respectable. But we love going down there and wrestling Colby because they always have tough wrestlers, and it makes us better.
Next Thursday, or this coming Thursday, should say, JV Varsity at the Southwest Conference Tournament up in Cozad.
Yep, that's going to be a fun tournament this year. We got a lot of good teams, good wrestlers in our conference this year. Teams like Cozad and Broken Bow, we've seen them, and we know how tough they are from top to bottom. You throw in the Valentines, and just all of our teams together, we all have good wrestlers in our lineups. And some of these weight classes, some of these brackets are going to be crazy, next Thursday. 144 pounds, Tristan Campbell's in that weight class. You also have the number 2 kid from Valentine in Class C. You have the number 3 kid in Class B, and the number 2 kid in Class B, all in the same bracket. And so that could possibly be, worth the price of admission right there, that one weight class. And there's going to be several other weight classes that are going to be deep like that as well. But it's going to be a good day. It'll be our last competition before districts, and so our guys, we like our conference tournament because we get 2 or 3 matches. It's not too much. You get out there on the mat one last time, you're going to get some quality matches, and it's your last dress rehearsal before the real deal the following week.